Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Secrets are a key to the information revolution, according to our guest, Simon Singh. He is a science writer and award-winning television producer who is intrigued with secrets and mathematics. The need for a secure exchange of information is as old as history, says Mr. Singh. Code breakers have always squared off against code breakers. But something has changed dramatically.
It's only with the information revolution and satellites that encryption became, the key distribution aspect of it, became a real nightmare. And that's why people suddenly said, well, we have to try the impossible.
And now we have necessity that is the engine for, if not
that's
the
right.
mother of invention.
And lo and behold, all the tools are here. Sometimes, though, you desperately want to solve a problem and the ideas don't exist. And then you just have to wait until one... And that's the thing with Fermat's Last Theorem. With Fermat's Last Theorem, for 350 years, everybody does want to solve this problem, but it's only when all the mechanisms are provided that someone like Andrew Wiles can come along and put them all together and say, now is the time.
Simon Singh writes popular books about math and science and has produced award-winning television programs as well. Mr. Singh also has a PhD in physics from Cambridge University. His book Fermat's Enigma was an international bestseller. The award-winning BBC documentary by the same title, which he produced, also aired on the PBS series Nova. Simon Singh now has written The Code Book and produced a companion television program in which he shares the secrets of cryptography throughout recorded history. His two books have been translated into over 20 languages. Bill Russell and I were fascinated by Mr. Singh's ability to weave together stories of mathematics, science, the distant past, and emerging future. So we welcomed him. Simon Singh, we talk about living in a time that is full of changes. It would not have occurred to me that our uses of something as fundamental as mathematics, the applications, the way we think about mathematics, that would change. It seems to me it has, and it seems to me because I've been reading your books. Does it seem that way to you?
Yeah, I think there's a split between what we call applied math and pure math. And, for centuries we've used applied math to build bridges, to send rockets into space, to work out risk, and so on and so on. But pure math has been the pursuit of problems that seem to have no applications to the real world. So these are sort of intellectual Everests. You solve these mathematical problems just because they're there and they're beautiful problems. Or you don't solve them because they're...
And you work on them for a long time, right. And either do or don't solve them.
But what's happened in the last 25 years is that some of the most pure maths that we know about has found an enormous application, which is in the application of cryptography. Mm-hmm. The codes we use today, and we live in the information age, so the information age is all about securing information. If you're going to have a blossoming information age, the best codes we have today are based on pure mathematics, and the whole e-commerce revolution would not be possible were it not for this pure mathematical approach that's helped us gain some level of security on the internet.
Now, you say the mathematics about which we know, as Bill will testify, a completely naive person about mathematics. I am arithmetic challenged. Isn't mathematics mathematics? What do you mean the mathematics about which we know? That implies that there's math that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, math is an ever-growing subject. There are questions that are 2,000 years old that we still don't know the answers to. There are brand new questions being born today that we won't know the answers to for another 2,000 years. Math is not a cool calculating discipline in which you have a problem and you follow the recipe and you get the answer. You can do that, but that's not real math. That's what a school child does. It's what an engineer might do to solve a problem which has a mathematical angle to it. Pure math is about exploring territories which nobody has gone into before. People sometimes invent new types of number, new concepts of number, new concepts of infinity. So math is a very rich rapidly growing area. I'm not a mathematician. I mean, I'm a science journalist. I used to be a physicist.
Once a physicist, always a physicist. This I know.
But I used to use math to do what I wanted to do. And it's only when I started writing about math and making TV programs that I really fully appreciated, as much as a non-mathematician can appreciate, the richness of this subject.
We will pick up with the richness of this subject in just a minute. Bill Russell and I are speaking, well, Bill will be speaking, with Simon Singh. He has written a book, two books about math, in fact. One is Fermat's Enigma, and the other is The Code Book. There's a great deal of math to be discovered when we return with the Paula Gordon Show. Please stay tuned.